The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to Sound Off on my favorite day, Father's Day. Nothing brings me more pride than being a father, and I know my kids are proud of me.
I'm sure they are, John, but they're old enough now to see this.
I just crap my pants.
There's a lot of boats out right now. Ah, son of a!
How can anyone be a fan of this fake garbage? Why?
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, including you, John. You're probably still in the stage where your kids think you're really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they're in bed right now, so they don't have to see any of that nonsense.
Hopefully they can catch it on the on the DVR tomorrow. No What's Bugging Andy tonight, because we're not sure we'll ever see Andy again.
Is he said he's actually coming back to work? Do we know that for a fact?
He said he is, but I don't know. We can't be sure of that. Hot topic, couple of them today. Because of rain on Saturday, what the crap, Ed? The Iowa Speedway runs a racing doubleheader Sunday. Truck Series, then the Xfinity Series. Grimes native Brett Moffitt wins because of a DQ.
And Brooks Koepka is denied a third straight U.S. Open by Gary Woodland.
What a way to finish.
Woodland holds off a strong field and finishes in style. Give us a call to talk about anything. 515-282-9010 to Sound Off.
Those of us who love sports know it's kind of ridiculous. As Seinfeld once said, when you get right down to it, you're cheering for clothes, yelling for your clothes to beat the clothes from the other city. Silly, right? But when you have that magic moment, that one you've chased for a lifetime, nothing compares, nothing. Ask a Cubs fan. It's the best kind of escapism, the ultimate high. Andy Fales never thought he'd see his St. Louis Blues win the championship. For more than 50 years, the Blues had never even won a game in the Stanley Cup Final. But Wednesday night, the Blues won it all. That turned a 48-year-old sports pessimist into an 8-year-old jumping for joy.
What do you think?
Once Andy realizes his Fred Bryce Miller is recording video, it does not matter. In the moment of exhilaration, the fan does not think of playing it cool or looking cool. It's just joy. Later that same night, Andy kept a promise. If the Blues ever won the title, he'd go jump in a lake.
Let's go, Blues! Oh my God, that's so cold.
Yeah, it's cold. Lac Seul water temp around 55 frigid degrees, but Andy's not feeling any pain. He has the endorphin rush only sports can provide. Right now, there are Hawkeye fans, Cyclone fans, Viking fans, other fans thinking, yeah, I get it. If we ever win it all, that's just how I'd feel. Sports, they don't always love you back, but when they do, it just might be worth all that agony.
And we're sure Andy is coming back to work?
Nope.
Sometime?
Nope, not sure.
Still don't know. All right. Earlier this week, Team USA beat Thailand in Women's World Cup 13-0, most lopsided game in the history of the tournament. Of course, what would a dominant, fun win be without controversy and upset feelings? The blowout prompted all sorts of talk about running up the score, celebrating too much, blah, blah, blah. American players were called classless, arrogant, disgusting, embarrassing. You know what I say to that? Give me a break. For those that are so disgusted with the Americans scoring 13 goals, you realize this is the World Cup, right? This is not some friendly. This is not a top-ranked varsity team playing the freshman C team. This is the World Cup. No orange slices at halftime. No Capri Sun and animal crackers after the game. This is big girl soccer, a tournament where goal differential matters. It's game one. Team USA doesn't have the luxury of knowing how Sweden will do later in the week against Thailand. Got to score goals, as many as possible. Too much scoring? The argument people have used for years against soccer is there's not enough scoring. Now the best team in the world has a record day on the biggest stage and we want to pull them back? Take it easy to make Thailand look good? Please! Maybe the U.S. should have played the second half without a goalie. Or maybe next time Team USA gets up 5 goals, there should be a rule that all U.S. players have to run backwards. You know what would have been more embarrassing? If the U.S. had just passed the ball around for 30 minutes and not tried to score. I've played soccer. That is humiliating. Many people were upset with the continued celebrating after each goal. God forbid the women get excited with teammates about scoring a goal in the World Cup. There was no taunting in the face of Thailand, just pure joy and excitement. For some players, this may be their only or last World Cup. The U.S. women do not need to apologize for being too good, nor should they apologize for celebrating with teammates. We all should enjoy the moment and celebrate these 23 women.
I don't think there's any way to make the argument that they should have stopped trying to score, because right now we see the 2-0-2-0 matchup coming up and goal differential would decide a tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. So you have to score as many goals as possible. I do think the one thing that people are arguing is whether after you score the 9th goal, the 10th goal, the 11th goal, the 12th goal, if you need to keep celebrating. And I think you make.
But what if it's a person that's never scored a goal before?
Well, in some cases, it like Rapinoe had scored before, and she
but
was
it's her
out
last
there
World Cup.
Running around like an airplane. That's true.
She's not going to play any more World Cup games.
But I do think the most important distinction you made there, John, is that this was not taunting.
No.
There's a difference between celebrating and taunting. There was at no point did the United States team taunt Thailand.
No.
In fact, we heard later that they were really encouraging the players from the other team at the end of the game.
And Thailand knew that they're the underdog. They were happy to be at the World Cup, and they said in their post game they were honored to play the U.S. on the pitch. Obviously, they would have liked to have played better, but they loved being out there. You know, they didn't have any hard feelings against the U.S. about this. It's like there's many Americans that are mad at the U.S. when Thailand isn't even mad they got roughed up 13-0.
We're outraged at something every day, aren't we? Mike is in West Des Moines. Mike, not talking World Cup, but rather Stanley Cup. What did you think?
Well, I heard something, and I don't know if I heard it on ESPN or the NHL channel, but someone associated with the Boston Bruins made this statement that it didn't matter who won between the San Jose Sharks and the St. Louis Blues, that the Boston Bruins were playing so good, neither one of them had a chance of beating the Boston Bruins.
Well, it's silly to think they didn't have a chance, but I will say I thought the Bruins would win this Stanley Cup easily, and I was wrong. I mean, it did look – what did the Bruins won? 8 in a row? They were rolling, but props to the Blues. And if you watched it closely, Game 7, first quarter, man, the Bruins were just putting shot after shot after shot up, and they just met a wall. They just met an absolute wall up there. And what a great moment. What a great moment. So, yes, they had a chance.
And didn't the Blues lose? What was the game they lost? Was it 7-1, 7-2?
Yeah, they got 7-2.
They got smoked one game in the series. You know, but, yeah, man, Andy is just going nuts. He's still going to be partying.
We may never see him again. It is time for Lookalikes with a local connection. Now, Paul M. in Des Moines says that Channel 13 news director Rod Peterson looks like Fox News host a Tucker Carlson. Tiny ref, how do you rule on this?
He likes it.
And they both have a lot of hair.
Yeah, is it the hair that kind of matches them up a little bit?
I think so. Rod usually is smiling more than that. And he's a celebrated, happy guy.
Tucker's not smiling. Maybe they're trying to match the photos.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah. Steve Cox in Union says, the mom in the new Taco John's commercial looks like Sound Off Hall of Famer Chris Hassel. Is this Hassel? Tiny ref. I'm not certain that it's not Hassel.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh.
Is it Hassel?
I think it is Hassel. Remember when he was touring with the Frozen dance troupe?
Yeah.
On ice skates?
He did do that for a while, yeah.
Now he's Taco
Mom. Got a new
mom.
Gig.
I don't know if you want the nickname Taco Mom, but that's what Hassel is called. Now, speaking of Hassel, the World Cup has millions of fans. Cooter Ray is not one of them. A Sound Off Classic next. Time for another game of knockout boy bands.
Oh, boy.
Boy bands, one has to go.
Backstreet Boys, Boys to Men, New Kids on the Block, or NSYNC?
Yeah, the New Kids on the Block will not hang tough in this for me, John.
I think they're probably out. Is it probably because they're the oldest?
The lamest is what I'm going with.
I feel like Boys to Men, they're kind of cool, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're kind of cool.
NSYNC had Justin Timberlake. The Backstreet Boys are still cranking out albums.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many do they have?
New Kids on the Block, they were here last week.
Yeah, weren't they touring last week?
Oh, it's like a cougar convention in there. No, what's bugging Andy this week as Andy returns, we think, possibly, from a fishing trip.
And that gives us time to look back at when we made the mistake of asking Cooter Ray what he thinks of the World Cup.
And even though Cooter Ray, it may sound like Cooter Ray is being swarmed by bugs, it's vuvuzelas. Remember those?
I'd rather forget.
Oh, yeah.
All I see now is a bunch of jabronis prancing around in shorty shorts that look like the Lincoln Theater production of Footloose. I tell you what, Nebraska soccer is therapeutic. My wife Crystal told me, Cooter, you best drop that Hoosier girlfriend of yours by Sunday or I'm a haul off in soccer. All soccer flat out sucks, I'll tell you that right now. Now, here in Nebraska, we give yellow cards, too. You want to spice up a game of blackjack, you take one of them cards, take a whole fat deck, drop it right in the crap of John, and you see what color they turn. Yeah, you best be hoping for some yellow cards. And I'll tell you another thing. I'm sick and tired of hearing about all the fancy culture involved in the Nut Cup. We got all the culture ability they does. I mean, hey, we got a U-Hot Mongarian Grill over there in North Platte. You know the one with my buddy Jorge frying up a bunch of high-fluting fixings on that big hot shiny table? Woo! That's hot, and that's some good stuff. You know, there was only one point scored in that there stupid game today. Yeah, my cousin Rainbow scored twice on my sister Jolene, and that was during their own wedding ceremony. Woo! No extra time needed for that one. Yeah. Do me a ginormous favor, okay? Don't any of you ever in my presence refer to this game for pansies as football. Yeah, real football starts when Big Red kicks off and starts kicking ass. Cooter Ray, out!
Oh, Cooter. Will Nick Nurse get another mention when Sound Off returns? There's a good chance. Who's in Your Five is next, plus live calls with Chad, Anthony, and Bill. Michael screening calls. He's in for Sam tonight. 515-282-9010. Follow us on Twitter. Mitchell writes, point differential is a tiebreaker to advance, so they may have completely eliminated that as a deciding factor for themselves. So they got to score the goals, but the continued celebrations were too much.
Christy writes, when tiebreakers involve scoring points, letting up is not an option.
Vanessa writes, this is in high school, it's the World Cup. If you don't want your opponent to celebrate, stop them from scoring. Who's in your five? Five favorite nurses. Number five, Carol Hathaway from ER, dependable, ended up with George Clooney on a dock.
Okay.
Number four, Edith Shane, famous war photo, kissed in this photo, one of the most famous photos ever taken as the war ends. Number three, Gaylord Focker from Meet the Parents.
Yep. Yeah, he's a good nurse.
Yeah, he gets a little too high when spiking, but otherwise, nice guy.
Panama Red.
Number two, Hot Lips Houlihan from MASH. No nonsense, no sense of humor, but she was there when it mattered most. And number one, Nick Nurse.
Oh, I see where we're going here.
Head coach, Carol Kemper, you and I, Grandview, ISU, Iowa Energy. This guy earned it.
Man.
Hey, shout out to Big Sam watching on his honeymoon with Desiree, watching Sound Off in San Juan. Listen, this is our present to you, Sam and Desiree. Yeah. Stop watching Sound Off. Find something else to do.
It's got
to
be something else, right?
You know what I'm saying? Have fun. Stop watching. We appreciate it. We love you, Sam, Desiree. Don't spend your honeymoon watching this.
Watching us.
Yeah. John's sick anyway. He's a sick person.
Where'd that come from?
I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. Let me see.
That turned quickly.
Chad.
Man.
Chad's in Des Moines. Hi, Chad.
Yeah, I'm not on my honeymoon, but so I do have some time to spend with you guys. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to Nick Nurse. And then among your illustrious careers, I was just wondering if you had any backstories. I know he's had a lot of stops along his way, but, it's a great tale from Iowa. To take the Raptors to their first national championship as a franchise, and just wondered if you had any backstories on Nick.
It's so cool, and we're going to have more on Nick Nurse here in just a moment. Thank you, Chad. Just one of many, one that comes up recently is just, John, it was, a week and a half ago, as the NBA Finals were starting, I just sent Nick a text to congratulate him on all his success and said, when this is all over, we'd like to have you on the Murph and Andy radio show. And he said, well, how about today?
Yeah.
This is the NBA Finals are starting.
Yeah,
he doesn't have to do that,
yeah.
And I wasn't even asking that. Didn't expect it, of course. And he's that kind of guy. And people have stories like that about Nick all over. Sam, is this you?
Guys?
Sam.
Sam's calling in now?
Sam, you've gone from watching Sound Off to calling in on Sound Off. You're on your honeymoon.
Well, we're in our Airbnb, and we leave to come back to the continental United States. But I haven't had phone service for about a whole week. So really, I'm behind on just about everything, and I was calling to make sure everything was okay.
Well, no, it's not okay,
checking
Sam,
in on Tiny Ref.
Because you're on your honeymoon. You're not supposed to know what's going on. You're supposed to be lost. Don't catch up until you get back.
I mean, if you guys want to know something cool, though, they had RVTV in San Juan, but you guys weren't there. They played Lee Greenwood on the Carnival cruise ship.
They played God Bless the USA?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my gosh.
Lee Greenwood's everywhere.
Let me ask you this, Sam. Were there a lot of older white people swaying back and forth?
There was a lot of older white people in cargo shorts swaying back and forth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Sounds like John Sears was on your cruise.
Oh, yeah.
The cargo
sounds like rocking the cargo.
Sounds like it was half of Chris Williams' house.
Hey, Sam, we've missed you. Michael's done a great job, but we have missed you, of course, and we will welcome you back.
Safe travels, too.
Yeah, safe travels, and all the best to you.
Be back next week, guys. Thanks.
Hey, you and Desiree, finish up a great honeymoon. It is great to hear from you.
Will do. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you. That's Big Sam. We love Big Sam.
Good to hear from Big Sam.
You see, this is his dedication. I call him out.
On the air, live.
Instead of turning off the stream at that point, I assume it's a stream. I don't think we're I don't think we're on cable.
Maybe
there in
we are.
San Juan. Instead of turning off, he calls in.
Yeah.
All
He's
right.
dedicated to the show.
Could NSYNC be knocked out? I doubt it. We'll find out.
I don't know.
As Sound Off. John, I'm sorry about that cheap shot on Father's Day. I don't know what came over.
Yeah, that was weak.
I'm sorry. Knockout boy bands, one had to go.
And New Kids on the Block could not hang tough. Time to say bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's
bye.
That's Backstreet Boys, though, right? But you're saying Backstreet Boys are saying bye-bye.
They're saying bye-bye. Bye.
Bye, right? Or is that NSYNC? I don't know. They all sound the same.
They all
the same.
Blend together. All right, time for face-off. We often stretch to make someone doing something great into an Iowa connection, but
right.
No stretch needed with Nick Nurse. He's Iowa through and through.
Carroll, Kemper Catholic, you and I, Grandview, Iowa State quickly, Iowa Energy, Nick Nurse basketball camps. There's a good reason it seems everyone has some connection to Nurse. Nick Nurse is one of the all-time great Iowa sports yep. stories, John. This ranks up there with Kurt Warner bagging groceries and going to Super Bowl MVP. Nurse goes from 15 teams in five countries, a guy who literally drove the bus.
Yeah.
To NBA champion in his first season as head coach.
Crazy. And his good friend by his side, Nate Bjorkgren, the Raptors assistant, is from Storm Lake and went to Buena Vista.
Yeah, also coached the Iowa Energy. Many people in Iowa remind us, don't forget Nate. And we have it. Also, Nate, an NBA champ.
And we should not forget Brittany Donaldson either, the former UNI Panther basketball player, also helped the Raptors win the Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Yeah, she's a data analyst for the Raptors, a position fast growing in importance across all major sports.
And for the throwback photo of the week, how about this one from the late 80s? Tony Bennett guarding Nick Nurse.
Bennett won the NCAA championship as head coach, Nurse the NBA title as head coach. Both men worked hard, but no one grinded like Nurse, the winding, grinding road.
Yeah, this photo was great. It's like if someone dug up a photo of Ed Wilson and I hosting a show in high school. Mr. Weather and Mr. Soundoff. Ratings bonanza.
I'm glad I took a cheap shot at you. Over under sportsmanship for Toronto fans, overrated Raptors fans. We realize it was not all fans cheering Kevin Durant's injury, but what a terrible look for the fans who did make enough noise to clearly be heard.
Underrated Drake, he's a little douchey, but he did seem genuinely concerned about Durant.
All right, fair enough.
Overrated for his music, underrated for his generosity.
You know who's underrated? It's Tiny Rev.
No,
Happy Father's Day.
All right, guys, 1 minute. That's right, 1 minute. Keep it tight.
All right, let's do that. Quick thoughts here. We'll start with Anthony in Des Moines. Anthony, go ahead.
Yeah, guys, with the Toronto Raptors won their first ever championship. Congrats to them, by the way. Now, with the Lakers acquired Anthony Davis this past week over the yesterday, how good do you think the Lakers is going to be during their next season in October?
That's a great and timely question.
They have to be better.
Thank you. Yeah.
They got to be better.
John, will they make the playoffs?
They will.
Okay. Will they win the whole thing?
No.
All right. That's quick. Thank you for the question. Nathan, you'll have the final word.
I just want to talk about the World Cup. You know, as soccer players, every person, every kid as a soccer player dreams about being the World Cup. So when you score, no matter what the score is, you're going to want to celebrate. It's just natural emotion.
So you agree with John.
Amen.
Sorry to cut you off, but
Nathan.
That's
going to
do it for us. We are back next week. Big Sam is back, too. We hope you are as well.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Some thoughtful words from former St. Louis Blue Brett Hull enjoying himself at the championship parade.
Deep stuff.
No one in the history could have imagined how this day would ever end. And guess what? It's not gonna end.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.